you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, then I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity." That's Jeremiah 29, 11, 12. And 13. Well, hello there. It is Thursday. I am Joey Kroll, and it is, like I say, every single Thursday, it is such an honor to be here and be part of my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. Well, I hope things are going well for you. I know lots of us are still trying to keep our New Year's resolutions. How's that working out for you? Not bad. Hopefully, it's still going well for you. My wife and I, we have we've been watching what we eat here in the last about month or so. We've been trying to stay away from sugar, and that's my weakness right there. Eating sugar, I can eat sugar. Just you can make any sweet dish, and I am there to eat it all. I mean, so we've been trying to watch the sugar, trying to watch the carbohydrates, and trying to eat more foods that are gluten-free and processed and all of that. So we've been trying to watch what we eat, and I lost 10 pounds. She lost 10 pounds here in the last few weeks. So that's going well. That's going well. But I still find myself when those commercials come on for McDonald's and you see the big old Big Mac and fries, and I've been having this craving for pizza, which I haven't had in a while, but I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay, but I guess I shouldn't watch TV anymore. Those commercials are tempting. Hey, coming up on Saturday, speaking of tempting, you are invited to a spaghetti dinner. This sounds so delicious. Saturday at the Middle Fork United Methodist Church in Potomac. And actually, they're going to be having a spaghetti dinner to help their mission project, a Mission of Joy spaghetti dinner this Saturday from 4 to 7. Again, it's going to be at the Middle Fork United Methodist Church in Potomac. They're located at 109 South Vermilion, and it's going to be a free will offering, and all funds raised will go towards their mission projects as well. So if you'd like to get more information, just call the Middle Fork United Methodist Church and ask them about their spaghetti dinner if you need directions or anything like that. 217-987-6815, 217-987-6815. Sounds like it's going to be a great night for a great cause. Well, we're still selling those tickets for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. That is Thursday night, March 29th, Christian Classic Tour. This concert includes Twyla Paris, Steve Green, Wayne Watson, Michael Card, and tickets for general admission are $11. The concert starts at 7 o'clock again Thursday night. March 29th is going to be at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Now, you can get your tickets by going to the Virginia Theater box office located at 203 West Park in Champaign, or you could just give them a call and just order tickets through the phone by calling 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, and this guy will be there that night. This is Steve Green, and People Need the Lord.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. cross for sharing life with one who's lost. Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can change. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the old.
Going to be part of the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concerts with Twyla Paris, Michael Card, and Wayne Watson Thursday night, March 26. You can get more details on this concert by calling 217-356-9063. It's going to be at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Going to be a fantastic night. You can get your tickets by calling 217-356-9063 for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. Well, I think you agree. I think you would agree that we live in a world that lives in the moment. We live in a world that is materialistic, impulsive, right? Call the number on your screen now. You know, people have the mentality of I want it and I want it now. You know, shoes that cost $100 per shoe, jeans that cost $200. There are cell phones. Have you seen this? There are cell phones that could take pictures. There are cell phones that could play video. There are cell phones that you can play games. There are cell phones that you can text. There are cell phones that you can email. Cell phones that you can browse the web. Cell phones that you can record your voice. Cell phones for you to listen to music. Cell phones for you to watch movies and TV. Cell phones that can update your family calendar. Remember the days when people actually talked on their cell phones? Or better yet, do you remember the days before cell phones? See, there's nothing wrong with that stuff. But it just shows you that people want the latest and greatest and will do anything to get it at times. You know, the same goes with some of us men. You know, sometimes we try so hard to reach a certain level in our career to make more money or climb the corporate ladder. And sometimes we do whatever it takes, no matter what the cost is. It's like watching somebody climb a ladder against a building and you're saying, look at him go. Wow, he's moving fast. Look at him go. He is climbing high only to find out that he's been climbing the wrong building. See, there's nothing wrong with having millions of dollars. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having the latest and greatest things. There's nothing wrong with having a mansion with 18 Cadillacs in the garage. There's nothing wrong with that as long as your priorities are still in order. In Matthew chapter 8, we read about Jesus coming to a little town, a little region called the Gadarenes. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 28, it says, when he arrived at the other side of the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men came from the tombs. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. Verse 29, what do you want with us, Son of God? They shouted. Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." Verse 32. He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into town, and reported all of this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. So we had two demon-possessed men. I mean, the stronghold was so bad in this town, and these men, these two demon-possessed men, that nobody could pass that way. That's what we just read. So Jesus came and healed these men and told the demons to go into the herd of pigs. And the herd of pigs went all wild and they ran into the water and they all died and they all drowned. Back then, what was their livestock back then? What was the thing that they valued the most? When you read these passages, it was the herd of pigs. I mean, it was their food, it was their money, it was everything they did. See, you know, my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Williams, taught us how to play chess. I was never good at it because maybe probably you have to use your brain or something, but it's very important. It's a very important strategic game to play. It really is. If you ever play the game of chess, when you play the chess, what is the most powerful piece on the entire board? What's the most important, powerful piece on the board? It's not the king, it's the queen. The queen is the most powerful piece in the game of chess, being able to move any number of squares vertically, horizontally, or diagonally. I mean, that is the most powerful piece in the entire game of chess. So the whole point of playing chess is to defeat your opponent, right? So you would probably want to get rid of their queen as quickly as possible. You want to take away the thing that they valued the most. And in this case, the villagers of this town, they valued their livestock, and the demons got permission from Jesus to destroy it. The Bible says that Satan is out to steal, kill, and destroy. That's in John chapter 10, verse 10. So their livestock were those pigs. It was their food, it was their money, it was everything they did. So if you're like me, why would Jesus ever grant it, right? Why would Jesus even say, okay, go into the herd of pigs, go. Maybe, just maybe, I'm just thinking out loud here, maybe Jesus knew their hearts. Maybe he knew their hearts, and he also knew that they valued their livestock more than anything, including him. Jesus allowed and granted the wishes of the demons to destroy the herd of pigs because the materialistic thinking of the gatherings and the idolism got the best of them. I mean, here, check this out. It was so bad that the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded for him to leave their region. That's how bad they were into their idolism and their materialism. The two demon-possessed men were stuck. They had an evil spirit inside of them controlling their bodies. I mean, it was so bad that we just read. It was so bad that no one could pass on that side of the street, on that side of town. There was an oppression in that town, and Jesus healed them. He healed them. But the town kicked him out. The town kicked Jesus out. They did not care that these men were healed. They didn't care about that. They cared about their food and their money and the thing that they valued the most. Sort of like somebody being in the hospital, having this sick disease, and they're literally on their deathbed in the hospital, and God miraculously heals them. He miraculously heals this person. And then they're all healed, they're jumping for joy, and yet they're complaining about the hospital bill and say, "God, how dare you leave me with this hospital bill?" Yet they're forgetting the whole fact that God just healed them, did a miracle in their life. Just like he did a miracle in these two men that were demon-possessed in this town. And this town didn't care about that. They were so focused on the details, on the stuff that they valued the most. It was their materialistic thinking that got in the way of their relationship with God. Job was somebody who had his head on straight and was in tune with the Lord. He didn't let things get in the way of his relationship with God. This man lost everything. He lost his servants. He lost his livestock and his family. He lost everything that was important to him. And after being told about all these losses was just within just a matter of minutes, in Job chapter 1, verse 20, this is what he did. At this, Job got up, tore his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." This was his response to everything being taken away from him. This man lost his servants. This man lost his livestock. This man lost his family. Did he curse God? Did he tell God, "Get out of here. I don't want to see you"? This man is a man that sees people, that sees materials, and sees situations the way God sees them. Let me say that one more time, because I think that's extremely important. Job was a man that saw people, materials, things, and situations the way God saw them. This is a man who spent time with God, and this is why he could have that type of faith. He didn't let his materials get in the way of his relationship with God. He did not let his money get in the way of his relationship with God. He didn't let anything get in the way of his relationship with the Lord. You know, it's kind of hard for us to have that type of faith, right? Because we like things that sparkle, things that look good. So friend, let me ask you a question. We read about the Gadarenes who valued their herd of pigs so much that it got in the way of their relationship with God. What do you value? What do you value? Do you value your job? Do you value your paycheck, your money, your home? There's nothing wrong with having those things. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with having those things as long as your priorities are in line. As long as your priorities are in line. Did you know that our relationship with people can get in the way of our relationship with God? Sometimes we value people too much where we value them more than we do with God. So friend, I just encourage you just to take a step back. Have an opportunity just to take a step back, take a couple of minutes, and just say, "God, do I have anything that I value more than you? Do I have any things that I value more than you? Do I value my job? Do I value people more than you? Lord, how can I be more like Job?" He got up, tore off his robe, and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."
To worship thee.
I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. That is As the Deer here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. You can always catch up with this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, or by calling 217-367-7777. I'm Joey Kroll. Don't forget Mark Burns in tomorrow for Mark and Friends. In the meantime, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.